Hey everybody, Pastor Stephen Anderson here from Faithful Word Baptist Church in Tempe, Arizona with another Trinity moment proving that the Trinity is biblical and that this oneness or modalist heresy is a lie. 1 Corinthians chapter 11 verse 3 is a great verse proving that there is a chain of command between the Father and the Son. So the Bible says in verse 3, "But I would have you know that the head of every man is Christ, and the head of the woman is the man, and the head of Christ is God." Now, this is obviously referring to authority. When it says the head of the woman is the man, it's teaching that the man is over his wife in authority. When it says that Christ is the head of every man, it's saying that Christ is our authority when it says that he's our head. So when it says that the head of Christ is God, that's referring to the fact that Jesus Christ is under the Father's authority. And we see this all throughout the four Gospels where Jesus talks about not doing his own will, but the will of him that sent him. And he says, "I do always those things which please him." He said, "I've kept the Father's commandment." And he talked about obeying the Father. So when we see this scripture here in 1 Corinthians 11, what makes it interesting is that this is after that. This is after Jesus has already died and been buried and risen again and ascended up to heaven to sit at the right hand of the Father. And notice, Paul doesn't say that the head of Christ was God. The Bible says the head of Christ is God. And that's why even in the end times, even after the millennium into the eternal state, we see Jesus Christ delivering up the kingdom to the Father just a few chapters later in 1 Corinthians 15. Now, if they are the same person as oneness teaches, that would be nonsensical to say that, you know, the Son is submitting to the Father and that the head of Christ is God. That wouldn't make any sense according to this oneness doctrine. And in fact, if you talk to these oneness heretics, these Bapticostals, who are getting away from the Trinity and embracing this oneness Pentecostal view, they'll deny outright that there's a chain of command. You know, the heretics that we threw out of our church here at Faithful Word Baptist Church who were spreading this garbage, they flat out deny that there's a chain of command between the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. I mean, that's one of the things that they said repeatedly, is that they don't believe in that chain of command. Well, the Bible makes it crystal clear that there's a chain of command. The head of Christ is God. You know, and all throughout the Gospels, we don't have time to go to all those verses. So there is a chain of command. And when the Trinity teaching states that the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost are co-equal and co-eternal, that's not denying a chain of command, okay? Because, yeah, they're co-equal in the sense that they're equally God. Jesus is just as much God as God the Father is God. You know, he's not some inferior being or created being or a lesser member. Not at all. And the Holy Ghost is not inferior or lesser. Okay, the three of them are equally God. As I mentioned in a previous video, in Christ dwelleth all the fullness of the Godhead, which actually means Godhood, all the fullness of the Godhead bodily. So he's fully God. But there is a chain of command in how they operate. Okay, in how they operate, the Father is at the top of that chain of command, and then the Son, and then the Holy Ghost. And 1 Corinthians 11:3 is just another verse that makes that crystal clear and demolishes this oneness doctrine.